And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of August, 2015. Mount Vesuvius erupted on this day in the year 79, destroying the city of Pompeii, which was about 5 miles away from the mountain, resort town. The elite of Rome came out there. About 20,000 people lived in and around Pompeii at the time. Most of them escaped relatively unscathed. About 5,000 people died, most likely from a blast of blistering hot, poisonous gas. The remains of the city and the nearby city of Herculaneum, rediscovered in the 18th century, almost completely intact, buried under about 23 feet of volcanic debris. It's the baptismal day of the poet Robert Herrick, born in London, 1591, who gave us the lines, "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may, old time is still a-flying, and this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying," in his poem, "To the Virgins to Make Much of Time." He lived out in the country for many years, wrote most of his poetry out there, never married, and most of the women in his poems were probably imaginary. Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux, "Tonight I Am in Love." Tonight I am in love with poetry, with the good words that saved me, with the men and women who uncapped their pens and laid the ink on the blank canvas of the page. I am shameless in my love, their faces rising on the smoke and dust at the end of day, their sullen eyes and crusty hearts, the murky serum now turned to chalk along the gone cords of their spines. I'm reciting the first anonymous lines that broke night's thin shell. Son, Underwood, a baby is born, us bliss to bring. I have labored sore and suffered death, Jesus wounds so wide. I am wounded with tenderness for all who labored in dim rooms with their handful of words, battering their full hearts against the moon. They flee from me that sometime did me seek. Wake now, my love, awake, for it is time. For God's sake, hold your tongue and let me love. What can I do but love them? Sore-throated, they call from beneath blankets of grass, through the wind-torn elms near the river's edge, voices shorn of everything but the one hope, the last question, the first loss, calling, slow, slow, fresh fount, keep time with my salt tears. When as in silks my Julia goes, calling, why do I languish thus, drooping and dull, as if I were all earth? Now they are bones, the sweet ones, who once considered a cat, a nightingale, a hare, a lamb, a fly, who saw a tiger burning, who passed 5 summers and 5 long winters, passed them and saved them and gave them away in poems. They could not have known how I would love them, worlds fallen from their mortal fingers. When I cannot see to read or walk alone along this slough, I will hear you. I will bring the longing in your voices to rest against my old tired heart and call you back. A poem by Dorian Laux, "Tonight I Am in Love," from Facts About the Moon, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.